Pink and blue just like a child.
Bob is old but getting young before his time.
Who is this? What is this song?
Joe Jackson.
It doesn't sound anything like Joe Jackson.
Oh.
Stepping out.
Stepping out. Oh,
well. Really stepping out. Into the night, into the light. That's a Joe Jackson song. Living pink and blue just like a child. You didn't do it like him, though. You did it like yourself. It was like that's your rendition of it.
And in a yellow taxi turned to me at... Andy.
Whatever.
There in just a while.
To the other side.
If you follow me.
All right, enough Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson, anyway.
Joe Jackson was like one of those unconventional pop stars for even his time when he was popular. Because he looked, you know, kind of like, you know, he should have been like in the 40s or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You be careful there, cat. Holy moly.
Yeah.
My cat wants to get petted, but he has claws, and I'm wearing sweats, and he's just about clawed my balls.
He wants to know what love is.
Thankfully, he just clawed the chair.
He wants you to show him.
Yeah. Be careful there, cat.
I love thee, what love
is? Jeez. Are you okay?
Sorry, I hurt
myself. Yeah, I guess so.
For everyone driving to work, I'm sorry. Do not crash your car into a bridge or something.
Oh, my gosh. So I finally moved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a temporary, I'm in an almost permanent, back in the you know, Static Radio studio, south, I guess, because you're north of me, so we're the Static Radio Studio South.
Yeah.
You're a Static Radio Studio North, up along the Mississippi.
Going on to Bayou!
Since you live close to the river, and so do I, so... How many miles to the river for you? I mean, you're not that far away at all, are you?
No, not really, no. I'm probably... less than a 10-minute drive.
Really? Less than 10 minutes? I'm about 20 minutes, so about 18, 20-some miles from the river.
Yeah.
And you're even closer. And I guess we could call this Static Radio East as well, because I'm east of the Mississippi, and you are west of the Mississippi.
That's true.
So, yeah.
We are not legally allowed to live in the same state, I don't think.
So far, so good. That's right. Whenever you moved, I moved out, and you were there, and then you moved out, and I came back over, and...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there was something to that.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. You would think that I would have actually done some work, but I didn't. But I'm still exhausted.
So you moved into the new.
The new house, yes.
Compound.
Yeah, the new compound. It's not new. I mean, it's old, but not. It's actually older than my other house, but. A bit nicer.
Yeah.
Nicer and a little more room.
Yes, I know. I had to hear all about it. Thank you.
Oh, who told you about it?
Apparently some pictures have been posted. And
oh, really? Okay, I have no idea.
Now, I have to go out and get a second job so I can have a house with a fireplace. And
yeah, well, it takes a little energy there.
I know. So now I guess I'll be doing a show, I guess. Maybe.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't know what to tell you.
No, I don't know. I've already heard about it, so really.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got a fireplace. It's nice.
Why can't we have our own private lake? You know, I have to hear that.
It's not private. I don't want to have a private lake, so.
It's semi-private.
Well, it's private. It's private enough, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, my father-in-law, he has a private lake.
Yeah.
He's got his own private lake. That's a whole other business there.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's nobody. Nobody.
Nobody knows.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope to retire to that, maybe, huh? I doubt it, but...
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be your house someday.
What's that?
It'll probably be your house someday.
Maybe. You never know. Never know.
So, how is the new house, then? Nice?
That's fine. I mean, you know.
Except for the ghostly thing I heard a few minutes ago, I was chit-chatting with you. That kind of spooked me a little.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about, but
I was talking to Bob, and I thought I heard him whispering some curse words, and he is denied doing this, and
yep,
you know, whatever.
I've denied it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. So, I think there could be a ghost there.
I don't think so.
I'm calling it early, just in case it does happen. I just want to call it early.
Sure.
You know.
No problem.
Just saying. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
To the little Matt family for having such a nice house. With a private lake and a fire.
Sorry.
And whatever else pictures there may be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really. I mean, I may have took those pictures. I have no idea. My wife, I take some pictures, and then my wife takes them and does stuff with them. I don't ever do anything with them, so.
Ha, ha, ha. Look what Miles doesn't have. Yeah, I know. I've seen them all. Believe me, I've seen them.
Yeah, well.
The cat, seen them all.
Yeah.
Congrats. I just want to say it right now.
Well, I was, no, thank you. The but I don't know why I'm so tired. I mean, we had I hired movers,
you know. Right.
I paid these guys to move my shit, and I will tell you, they did a bang up job. They were probably I haven't moved that often, I guess, but
the you last moved a lot.
What?
You moved a lot.
Really, you think?
Yes.
I didn't think it was that much.
You lived, like, in every neighborhood in St. Louis, I think.
No, I lived north, I lived west, and I lived south.
Yeah.
So that's not every neighborhood.
You had that one apartment with, like, the holes in the floor you could see down in the basement. That was kind of spooky.
Yeah, we had that was the one in the west-ish. Well, that was the one in the city. That was in the city.
In the city.
I actually like that place with the windows that that went to nowhere. The windows into the inside the building, that was kind of interesting.
I don't remember. All I remember was like holes in the floor you could see down into the basement clearly. And I thought, man,
that well, we could do that whenever we lived behind the corner diner down at Carbondale as well. So
yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. If they turned the basement light on, you could see it.
You didn't inform me that.
Oh yeah, no, you could see it down there. Yeah.
A lot of upskirt action.
Yeah. Well, you had to go to the basement of the diner where they kept the stored stuff, so.
Yeah.
But, no, the that apartment you're talking about, it had these, like, I don't know what you call them. It wasn't a skylight. It's like they built the building, so there was a hole in it that went all the way from the roof all the way down to the, almost to the basement. And there was windows, and they looked into this hole, so you get light in areas of the building where there couldn't be real windows. You know what I mean? And you could literally open them up and step out if you wanted to. Hmm. It was odd. It was an odd building to begin with, but it was old apartments. And oh, come on, cat's bothering me here, and. But those were kind of weird. I always wonder why the heck they built it that way. Because today they wouldn't do that, you know, make light portholes or whatever you want to call them. So
it puts the peanut butter on its paws.
Orchestra. I jumped up on the desk here. So, but anyway, yeah, we lived around St. Louis. Well, see, the thing was, in St. Louis, the deal was we just basically moved every year. We'd have a lease for a year or so, and then we'd move, and we had a lease for a year. Because we were just moving around to see what everything was, you know? So,
right.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Lived in, University City for a while, and lived in St. Louis City, and, you know.
County.
St. Louis County, yes. Yeah, so. That was our, you know, time of just kind of kicking around.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, my last house, I lived there for 13 years, so.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That long?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a weird house.
Yeah, my wife says we're not going to move again, but I will see.
Well, it's, Lizzie.
Yeah, because it was tough. I mean, like I said, the last two moves have been... I've had, you know, paid people.
Yeah.
It's just been just as hard as whenever, as hard as I remember moving whenever we didn't pay people, so.
Yeah.
But I am older, I guess, so, you know, that's part of it, but.
Right.
But these guys, I mean, they were, I mean, talk about, you know, speedy delivery, holy moly. We packed everything up and they cleared that house out. They got there by 8:45. And by 11, we were heading to the new place.
Wow.
And I got a lot of stuff. I mean, the problem is we got a lot of stuff. Like stuff, not like big pieces of furniture, but like just, you know, boxes of stuff.
A house is a place for your stuff.
That's right. George Carlin, yeah. Place for my stuff. Yeah. So...
Well, cool. Well, that's good. Well, then a big party at Bob's house, I guess, in the summer, and a big BBQ.
I look for your invitations in the mail. I will.
Cardboard regatta.
If you don't get an invitation, don't distress. We're just going to be on a rotation. You know what I mean? So.
Well, can we have a cardboard regatta?
Sure. When you're here, we'll have a cardboard regatta. Yes.
Okay, I want you to promise that.
Hey, whatever you want to do.
Is it big enough? You think the lake is big enough to have the cardboard regatta?
Oh, it's plenty big. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's. I'm gonna hold this though.
It's. I mean, it's like I don't know. It's half a mile long. I don't know.
Wow.
You can't see the other end of it really easily with all the trees and whatnot.
Sweet. Then we're doing it. Okay. Me and Smidgey come down, you know. And,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you guys will make it down together. You guys are kind of, you know, fighting or something. So.
No, we're not fighting. Come on.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay. Even
better. We're not. No, we're
That's
not.
Good.
I was, you know, I was being an a-hole. I was putting posts of One Direction up on his wall, and it was... I guess I had hit that button too many times and just had pushed the lad to his limits. And I can understand it was too much. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, man.
Oh, listen to that.
I was wrong. It takes a big man to admit that he was wrong.
Such a heartfelt apology.
I was wrong.
I was wrong. Oh, well, that's good. And I'm glad you're admitting it.
Hey, man, what? What do you want, man?
I wish I had a funnier story about the...
like the movers coming in, finding you naked or something, or anything like that? Or...
No, the... I mean, it was pretty uneventful. They were so quick and everything. Probably the most excitement was... my wife has had this piano most of her life. And we did not have it at our house. It was elsewhere. And so
I did not know this.
You did not know this?
I was never allowed to see this piano, apparently. It's just
it was at her mom's house for a long time, you know, so.
That's why I didn't see it.
Yeah, well, you were never invited over there. That's true.
I did see her mom's house.
Oh, you did?
I met Jeff the dog.
Oh, well, the piano was there. He used to sleep under it, so.
He's dead now.
Yeah, he died. So, we got this. We picked up the piano to bring it here because we have room for the piano. And it's a whole you know, to move a piano is a bit of a trick, and because it's a like a baby grand piano, so it's pretty big and heavy, and they have like special they have like a special board that's bent like the piano, right?
Right.
Like the shape of a piano that they strap to the board, and then the board has levels itself, has another piece, so it makes it flat rather than being curved.
Okay.
And you put it on these this dolly that's a special like dolly, and you wheel it around, right? Well, they got it into the house, and then you got to take it off the dolly, and then you got to take off this special board. And while they were taking it off the dolly, one of the dudes just about dropped it. I'm sure it would have went through the floor. Everybody was freaked out. He was holding one side, and somebody moved, and it started tipping. And I mean, the guy, he saved it, but I'm like, oh my Lord, he probably just pulled a hammy.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
I didn't see this happen, I hope, right?
I saw it. I saw it happen, yeah.
How about did your wife see it happen? Did
No, thank goodness.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good.
So that was like the scary moment was like, oh, all this piano's going over. And I thought, holy shit, you know? But he caught it. I mean, he was a pro. He got it, so.
We're usually great with pianos, but we suck with organs.
Yeah. And so they, so they caught it, and everybody like they're like, wait a minute, let's get repositioned, and then they stopped for a moment, and then continued. So it was pretty hairy there for like 2 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, probably 2/10 of a second or something. So
nice.
But that was the most exciting thing. Otherwise, it was pretty boring. So
nice.
Boring and efficient. They were very efficient.
Yeah.
So the dudes were funny. I mean, there's some guys that worked with there that were pretty funny. But
hello, governor, we're here to move your furniture.
To move your furniture, yeah.
Cheerio.
They were all.
We're related to Mick 12.
The one dude, the older guy, was telling everybody it's healthy if you smell other people's farts and all kinds of weird stuff happening.
This sounds like someone you would enjoy spending time with.
He was saying, well, he was in the truck evidently farting in the back of the truck, and the people who were coming to get stuff was having to walk through his
that's sick,
man. His vapor trail, and then he was telling, they were like saying something to him. He's like, oh, it's healthy, it makes you healthier.
A crop dust, dude.
That's right.
What? A crop dust? What? Where?
So then those guys were walking out complaining. It was kind of funny.
What? You want to smell some more?
Yeah. I'm like, what did he have for lunch? Jeez. You know?
Nice.
But I mean, otherwise, it was pretty uneventful. We'll see what happens next, but so far that's it.
I crop dusted your piano.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was, you know, he wasn't in the piano area there, so
he was working with the organ.
The organ. So I mean, uneventful move, which is good for the most part, you know, and
uneventful move.
Yeah.
Gotta
get settled in, you know, and everything's good. So then it's good. You just gotta pay the bills after that, you know.
Yeah, now you gotta get to work.
I know. Come on, where's my $1 million idea at? Come on.
Oh, well, I'm thinking of mine first, and then you get yours next.
Okay. What's going on with you?
So, you know, our listeners are very technologically advanced, I suppose.
More than you, that's for sure.
A lot more than me, apparently. We had gotten this van here, I don't know, a year ago or something, or whenever it was. And
oh, your free van?
My free van, yes. Well, I did spend it. I guess it was like $1 or something. It wasn't really free, but
Miles, I'm going to give you this van. It may have gold doubloons in it, but don't. If you find them, they're mine, okay?
Yeah, no free Polish national treasure. But I knew it had, like, it's capable of getting, like, Sirius radio if you want to pay for it.
And, right, yeah. And then this fantastic radio, but you got to pay. I'm not paying. You got to pay.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was it, yeah. Like, you don't get my Playboy channel. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Oh, no, you didn't. So, my mom was telling me all this stuff like a year ago. I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know, yeah. Because I knew I'd never use it, right? I'm like,
sure,
I don't care, you know. And so recently, my wife, who is very technologically advanced to some degree, decides she's going to, like, fool around with it.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So she goes, I have figured out a way to sync up the phone with the van.
Yeah, use the Bluetooth so you can make calls.
Oh, yeah, the Bluetoothy thing, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she called me a couple times at work, and she's like, you know, don't say anything dirty because it's on speaker. Everyone can hear it. I'm like, okay.
I think that's the disclaimer whenever anybody calls you. I'm on speaker.
Yeah. Miles, I'm here with the Presbyterians. No, don't do anything.
I'm with a bunch of nurses. You know what we call them? Alcoholics.
And, so I'm like, okay. And I kind of forgot. This is a couple weeks ago. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty neat. You know, once again, a feature I will never use. Right,
yeah. Well, since you keep breaking or losing your cell phone, yes, that's
fine. I have like a penny, one of those, you know, really bad penny phones, you know.
That's right.
But anyway, so long story short, so I'm coming home from something. I don't know what it was, store or whatever. It doesn't matter. But I'm pulling in with a van. It's, you know, early evening, and like there's like this song, like I like the radio, and there's a song that's kind of fading out. I'm waiting for the next song to come on, mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I hear this woman's voice like,
Saturday came around, and you know, he came over, and we started having all this sex. And
I'm like, wow, did we pony up for the Sirius radio or something? Am I getting my dad's, you know, Playboy channel on Sirius or something, XM or whatever the hell it is? Or
right, yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? And I realize I recognize the voice. It's Desiree.
Desiree on your radio?
Yeah, my wife's BFF, Desiree. I'm hearing about some kind of encounter that's had recently. And I'm like, what the hell? And I realize somehow this phone thing has, like, activated.
So are you in the driveway?
I'm in the driveway. I just pulled in. And
you were within range of the phone at that point.
I'm listening to Sade or whatever. I don't know what I was listening to. But, you know,
smooth operator.
Coast to coast. So then I took it just like this. I'm like, what?
Nice.
Angry dragon.
Yeah, angry dragon.
I'm like, what the hell is this? I realized this Bluetooth thing is somehow triggered on, you know?
Yeah, so you're listening, I'm like, in. You're eavesdropping.
I'm like, can she hear me or not? Because I'm like saying all these really dirty things, like, I guess she couldn't hear me, I guess. Hopefully not. But so I come in, and my wife is, you know, making supper. And I go, she's like fiddling with her phone or something. I go, sounds like Desiree had a pretty busy weekend, huh? And my wife playing all dumb, like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I just heard it like 30 seconds ago.
I was listening on the Bluetooth thing.
With my pants around my ankles.
That's right. I wonder why you're sitting in the driveway for so long.
That ice cream's melted.
I thought you were praying. You kept looking up, looking down, looking up, looking down, looking up.
Saying, oh God, oh God. Bible, I didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh yeah, so I get to hear that little tidbit. I'm like, oh, that's good.
And you're like,
uh-huh.
Now that we know each other a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was hoping she'd get into more details, but then the damn thing shut off. So I'm like,
oh, there you go. Nice.
I had the Dirty Sanchez.
Well, Desiree is, strikes again, huh?
Bukkake.
That's when it cut out.
Oh.
So I was at this biker bar.
You see, the Bluetooth comes on and the girl starts talking and
And it was just me and these guys in a pool table.
The whole football team.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, next now you're going to be sneaking into the driveway more often, I think.
Turn on, you son of a bitch! Turn on!
Siri. Siri, eavesdrop, Siri.
Bluetooth, please.
Okay, Google.
Can't do that, Dave.
That's right. Miles, Miles, eavesdropping is wrong. I don't care.
It's a victimless crime.
I've got nothing to live for. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Desiree don't like beer. I don't like beer. I mean, it felt a little dirty, I guess, hearing some of that, but it really wasn't meant for me, I guess. You know, it's more.
Yeah, I guess something like
the women,
that.
Women, you know, like to talk about such things. You know, men, luckily, do not talk about that. But
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Not the men I know. Like, not like the girly men like Smidge.
Oh, see, now you just apologize, and now you're being mean again.
No, I can start again, because I apologize.
Oh, I see. It's like you're confessing. It's like you're Catholic and going to confession.
Yeah, right.
All right.
I can sow my wild oats during the week and then pray for crop failure on Sunday.
There you go.
There you go. So...
All right.
So if you're on Bluetooth in your car, just you know, hopefully.
Yeah. Hey, your van is a whole eavesdropping device. At this
point. I know. I like CIA, like the dirty CIA or something.
How can I make this work at the you know, choke and puke or whatever? I'd be pulling up if anybody's on the phone. Be pulling real close to them. Let's see if it's paired. Can we get this thing to pair? Nice. Oh my lord.
Well, you know, not my fault.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, once she comes over next time, maybe you can ask her for more details, you
know? Oh, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Yes.
So are you a Bic lady or a Gillette? Tell me.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. Nice.
Well, she's certainly not a no-no.
No. The no-no. At-home laser hair removal. Isn't that what that is?
The no-no. She's more like, yes.
Yes.
Wee.
Oh, my goodness. That's too funny. Well, that's good. So you got a little cheap thrill out of your Bluetooth. There you go.
I can eavesdrop, you know, around your house. Just give me the address and, you know. Anyone listening, I will listen in. And...
Yeah, I'm sure you would. You probably had a heyday during the baby monitor time in your life, didn't you?
That would be great.
Desiree, you're going to sleep here. Don't worry about those red lights. That's nothing.
I know.
I got to take this with me.
Mm-hmm.
Unplug it and take it in the other room. You know what I mean? Here's a bunch of dirty magazines if you want to look at them.
Actually, there was some guy that just got busted up north. He somehow snuck some cameras into this big tanning place.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting smaller and smaller, so it's easier to do, you know?
Awkward.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. All right. Well, hey, you know, if Miles is around, maybe he'll be, you know, trying to get his Bluetooth paired with your phone so he can listen into your conversations. And
Shooby.
What?
Please won't you be my neighbor?
Hi, neighbor.